From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has named his choice to replace President-elect Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. Blagojevich today picked former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
Blagojevich named Burris, much to the chagrin of Senate Democrats and Illinois officials. Several have said Burris would make a fine senator, but the appointment isn't Blagojevich's to make anymore. That's because federal prosecutors allege the governor tried to sell the Senate appointment in exchange for campaign cash and other political favors. Blagojevich has denied any wrongdoing and says Burris has nothing to do with the corruption case.
Please don't allow the allegations against me to taint this good and honest man.
Burris now works as a consultant, but served as the state comptroller in the 1980s. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has released a statement saying the appointment will not stand. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Israeli fighter jets pummeled Hamas targets in Gaza for a fourth day, and rocket fire from Gaza militants reached into the Israeli city of Beersheba, the deepest attack yet into Israel. NPR's Eric Westerbelt has more.
The Israeli Air Force expanded its targets in the last 48 hours to include homes of militant leaders and government buildings. Many residential areas are next to these structures. Gaza resident Hassan Al-Arun says now nowhere feels safe.
They start to target mosques. They start to target ministries. The Ministry of Culture was bombarded. So how come they will figure what is the safe place anymore?
Hamas rocket fire today struck Beersheba, an Israeli city some 30 miles from Gaza, the furthest Gaza rockets have penetrated into Israel. No one was seriously injured. There's word the French have proposed a 48-hour ceasefire to allow for vital food and supplies to enter bomb-battered Gaza, and there's strong diplomatic pressure from the UN and the EU to get a new truce. But it's not clear that will happen, and there's little guarantee a two-day lull, if it's implemented, would lead to a lasting calm. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.
U.S. home prices continue to fall, with one key measure that examines prices in 20 large metropolitan areas showing prices falling by another 18% in October from the same period a year ago. The yearly drop in the Case-Shiller Index is the biggest since tracking began some 8 years ago. Patrick Newport is a housing analyst with Global Insight and says one main factor is pushing down house prices.
What's really driving the numbers right now are foreclosures. And the foreclosure problem, unfortunately, is getting worse, and it's bound to get worse next year. And we're really not sure what to do to mitigate the number of foreclosures.
According to the 20-city index, home prices are now down more than 23% from their peak in July of 2006. Three cities, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and San Francisco, have seen prices plunge by more than 30% compared with a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points today to close at 8,668. The NASDAQ was up 40 points. This is NPR. The government has agreed to come to the aid of General Motors' embattled financial arm, GMAC, with a $5 billion cash infusion. In addition, the Treasury Department says it will also lend parent company, GM, as much as $1 billion. The assistance comes at a time the world's largest automaker has seen a 41% plunge in November sales, in part due to the inability of some would-be car and truck buyers to obtain financing. GM says it will offer 0 to 4.9% financing on vehicle loans of up to 5 years on some 2008 models, as well as other financing deals on its 2009 models. New York Times is being sued by the lobbyist it linked in print to Senator John McCain amid the presidential primaries last February. Lobbyist Vicki Eisman is seeking $27 million in a defamation of character suit. NPR's David Folkenflik has more.
The Times had reported that members of Senator McCain's inner circle became apprehensive about the frequent presence of lobbyist Vicki Eisman in the senator's company at the early stages of his 2000 presidential bid. The Times did not state a romantic affair occurred, but cited instead several unnamed former campaign associates who said top advisors had become convinced one existed. Eisman lobbied on behalf of companies that did business before McCain's Senate committee. In her lawsuit, Eisman says she had no inappropriate involvement with McCain, but suffered professionally and personally from the article's clear implications. In a statement, the Times replied that the article was true and accurate, saying it, quote, raised questions about a presidential contender and the perception that he had been engaged in conflicts of interest. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil futures fell 99 cents a barrel, ending the session at $39.03 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。